I'm so pleased you are back from your vacation for this next piece.
Okay, Alex, what would it take to get you to stick your feet in a tank of fish that feed on human flesh?
I just plain wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it. Well, actually, I did do it when I was in Japan last year. And let me tell you, actually, let's let reporter Danielle Anastasian tell you. She went and visited a salon in Alexandria, Virginia.
You can hop in right there if you want to. Just take off your slippers.
Okay. Barbara Campbell is about to become dinner for 200 fish. At Yvonne's salon, hundreds of tiny carp swim in the holding tank, waiting to suck dead skin off customers' feet.
Which ones are the hungriest? That's what I want to know.
She dunks her legs into the water as 200 tiny carp swarm her feet.
Isn't that the strangest thing? And it looks like there's more on my left feet than it is on my right, doesn't it?
Known as Gara rufa, the inch-long fish originated in hot springs in Turkey. It's there that they developed an appetite for the only food around, human flesh. Leah Lee works at the Yvonne Salon.
It doesn't have any teeth. It has powerful jaws that just sort of suck it. It kisses your skin a bit more. It actually just suck up your dry skin.
Brittany Hickson is having her first fish pedicure.
Feels really weird. Oh my gosh. How do you even put words to this?
It's like you're picking. Pick, pick, pick.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe there are fish eating my feet.
They're known as doctor fish, and in Asia they're used to treat skin problems like psoriasis. Salon owner Yvonne Lee first read about it on the internet and traveled to China to get a full body treatment.
I lay down in the pool for 40 minutes, and I come out, my skin so beautiful and smooth, like maybe I'm younger again, like 13, 14 years.
$40,000 and 10,000 fish later, Yvonne and her husband John brought Dr. Fish to the United States. Over 6,000 customers have already tried it.
Business is booming. We have like triple our volumes. At the beginning, it wasn't like that. I was begging people to go in the beginning. But when, it just went haywire, everybody wanted to do it.
27-year-old Kelly Jackson is a recent convert.
It's better than them having to scrub at your feet to get everything off. So I was like, it's all organic, let me try it. And so I did, and I absolutely loved it because I'm telling you, your feet never feel so clean. It was amazing.
But the $40,000 fish are a gamble because they're difficult to maintain. Owner John Ho says he wakes up in the middle of the night just to check on them.
There's a lot of risk in taking care of the fish. You got to give them constantly warm water. If water drop below 70 degrees, they'll die.
The fish stay well fed on a steady supply of human skin. Over the last few months, Leah Lee has watched them double in size.
When we first had them, they're tiny. You could feel just like a little nibbling, and now it's like you could feel like the sucking, the real sucking. It's more powerful. And it's a big difference in the experience because of the size of the fishes.
I mean, when you go in, you know, you just gotta laugh. I mean, I have people laugh until their tears comes out. I don't think money can pay for that. It's priceless.
Oh my God. It tickles, kinda. Feels so weird.
And how do the fish feel about it? Yvonne Lee.
I really love my fish, and you know, I think the fish has loved me too. And I really appreciate my customer to come here to feed my fish for me.
For NPR News, I'm Danielle Anastasian.
Thank you for feeding my fish.
Alex, get that horrified look off your face. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.